Ladies and gentlemen, my name is VexX, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero. We're live here overlooking, boy, that's a long way down here at Snake River.
This is episode number 45 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. Today is day number 3 of Knievel Fest.
Yes, the Evel Knievel Life Journey Memorial Festival. And we've been here, and we had a death. Another death in TV Dad's Wrestling. Like I said,
you're so happy. You're like, ooh, someone died.
I'm not happy. I'm just trying to express it publicly. TV Dad Wrestling is real, and people are fake. And this is, I mean, have you ever seen this? Vex, look around. Both sides of Snake River Canyon. There is tents. There is people sleep. I saw one guy sleeping in a sleeping bag right on the dust. Got RVs, campers. It's like a... It's almost like a NASCAR type, you know, thing. You know, like, I don't know, man. Like a Woodstock or something. I mean, I can't.
Like a Woodstock or something.
I can't.
You're so articulate, you tabloid reporter.
Oh, my God. Look, man. Have you ever seen anything like this? I mean, we've been in a chopper.
What's most important is that today, the world's television champion, Mr. Brady,
looks like
will become the world heavyweight heritage championship holder at Snake Mountain.
And that beautiful.
Or is it Snake Canyon? I'm sorry.
It's Snake River. But
Snake
it's
River?
Of the Grand Canyon, yeah.
Okay.
But the same difference. You call it Snake Canyon too. But it is, it's okay. But it is, my God, man. It's a long way down. Think about what we've been through here. We've seen.
You and I almost got murdered on day one.
Yep.
Abducted and taken in a helicopter by the mafia themselves.
With the flying squirrel sky suits.
That you saved us. Give credit where credit is due. I would never own a squirrel suit. Yeah. I'm part of the bloody clothing company, if you will. Yeah. The Bloody Stash crew. Yeah.
Well, we were lucky we made it, buddy. And you did pretty good. You actually landed better than I did. I couldn't believe it. You did that. You never even practiced it before.
The Bloody Stash Clothing Company does not make an official squirrel suit, but after this weekend, perhaps they shall.
Well, it's a fun thing. It's the closest thing to flying.
So, Friday night saw the crazy and the unpredictable Battle Royale, where Triple B was victorious, Mr. Johnny Zero.
Yes, he was.
He ascended to compete against, on day number 2, Saturday night, the world's heavyweight television champion, Mr. Brady.
Yes.
He was defeated handily by the television champion.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, how would you describe it, sir?
Well, the man's valet was apparently dying, and he left to go check her out, Joni Cunningham.
Notice he lost the match, and she died. That's a failure all the way around.
Oh, my God, man. He's going to come back from that. So
I think he's done. It's devastating.
No, not at all.
You'll never hear from him again.
Never. That's not true.
You agree. Never. You said it. Never. No.
Don't agree with that one, but that's a pretty amazing, it's a pretty sick thing, and they have one of our trailers here filming this thing. I'm sure you guys are, I don't know if you guys are getting the live feed. Go to our Facebook page or download the podcast.
It's on Twitter, it's on Instagram, it's everywhere you could imagine.
Yeah. I've seen people out here in the, I mean, what I really like about this is the fans. I mean, the fans are hanging out, man. They got homemade t-shirts. There's got merch tables and stuff, but I mean, like, this is like it's a festival. I mean, it really is a festival. They have just loaded in the X1, and again, guys, so you know, Evel Knievel. This is the Evel Knievel Life Journey Memorial Festival, and about his life journey, and they're going to promote his final speech again on the Knieveltron. We're going to be respectful to him. It's almost like being at what they used to call a drive-in movie theater. And the X1 motorcycle, Sky Cycle, was what he was originally going to go across the canyon in. And the X2, which Robbie and Kelly, are his sons, are going to be going across simultaneously. This means it's a horizontal rocket. It goes across, hooks onto steel cables and descends slowly on the other side while the competitors fight in magnetic boots. The first time in the history of wrestling, MMA, anything. It's nothing like the spectacle we've ever seen in the world. and we're just so excited about it. We're surrounded by fans. We've got Evel Knievel suits in glass cases that are. It's like a traveling Evel Knievel museum, wouldn't you say, Vex?
Most definitely. With all the memorabilia here, you could say that it's definitively, right now, the number one Evel Knievel attraction on the planet Earth.
Yes. What's the new guy that jumped?
I couldn't care less, sir. I'm a fan of Mr. Brady, America's greatest actor. I'm not a fan of a gentleman who's duplicating things that Evel Knievel had already done previously.
See,
this is Knievel Fest, not New Guy Fest.
No, I understand. But here's the thing. He's in the audience.
No, but I know you're a tabloid reporter. I know this. So you want to report half-truths and inaccurate information.
Half-truths.
And that's kind of how you make your living. And I respect it. I'm lying. I don't respect it, actually. I understand it.
We are sitting on near the cliff of the Grand Canyon.
Notice that I'm sitting on a golden throne in diamonds, and you're in a folding chair.
This is a different parallel, sir. With your monocle and your magenta
cloak. Well, I look nice. What can I say? Buddy Stash Clothing Company.
He has platform boots with goldfish in them that say BSC on the front.
You always say that, but that's not accurate. I'm just actually this tall. You give the wrong impression to... Oh, I know what it is.
You're a tabloid reporter.
Oh, stop it. I'm just noticing all the Evel Knievel suits are spinning around in these glass cases, and some of his bikes are here, too.
I noticed the people in the audience dressed like that, in that leather fucking jumpsuit. It's 110 degrees here.
It doesn't matter.
I don't understand that fucking thing.
They love Evel Knievel. And it's going to be a great night tonight. I just want to say one thing to Mr. Howard Cunningham. We're very sorry about
your
daughter.
Thoughts and prayers.
We were very sorry about your daughter. I'll have to speak for my colleague on this, that we are concerned. And, you're...
No, we are not.
Well, his former son... His potential son-in-law, Triple B, I mean, can you imagine what he's going through right now? I mean, it's just, dude, that's ridiculous, man. They have the white suit jumpsuit, too, and they have the blue jumpsuit with the red stars, and they're spinning around. It's really a spectacle, and I'm just glad, and thank you guys for all coming out. This is amazing. Come on, Bex, this is a very amazing.
No, I'm bored. Knievel Fest. This is Mr. Brady Day. We're going to have a new World's Heavyweight Heritage Championship holder. Everybody knows it's the most important athlete in the world. They're making ET2 for the release in the winter of 2019. This is it. This is the guy.
This is the man of the hour.
Well, I know who ET2 is, and it's not Mr. Brady. Talk about tabloids. But anyway, we're going to have to go to the ring here. What would you do if I
sang out of tune? Ladies and gentlemen, from parts unknown, the tag team of Corporal Punishment.
Oh boy. Unbelievable. The Sheik and Corporal Punishment. Mr. Ward Cleaver and Mr. Arnold.
Quite possibly the most successful heel tag team in wrestling today.
Well, I mean, if you have a commissioner that a guy running it that doesn't let him, Cleaver, have his psych meds that he needs, I mean, and what's this? The lights have gone down now. We're going up to the Knieveltron. Do you see that? Sheik Muhammad. Xerxes Muhammad, formerly of the Fourth Reich, of course, the F4F, whatever that means.
It seems to be torturing his son.
He has snapped Wally's... Oh my God, man! He snapped Wally Cleaver's ankle there, and he's beating up June. What the hell is going on now? Now he's coming out to the ring. Unbelievable! They better... who's going to be Beaver's...
Ladies and gentlemen, the team of the Psycho Badgers.
And who's his partner?
Beaver's by himself, dude.
They've lowered a steel cage into the ring, dude. He needs a tag team partner. Where's Wally at?
You just saw he got, like, beat up on the fucking thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Our world's middleweight champion is taking on...
It is the world's middleweight champion.
And he's taking on corporal punishment by himself in a cage?
Hey, he's got balls there. No brains, but he's got plenty of balls.
Well, it's supposed to be him and... Oh, my God. It's supposed to be him and Wally versus his dad and Mr. Arnold.
I don't know what to tell you.
What about...
What about nothing? This guy's going to face off against corporal punishment, shit. And he's going to get destroyed.
How can a middleweight go against these two powerhouses? Unbelievable, man.
This is a submission match. No pinfalls, no time limit.
Unbelievable. Who's he going to tag with? This is just unbelievable. Okay, he's going up. Corporal punishment is hit him over top of the head with a European, again, with a European uppercut.
It's immediately 2-on-1. There's no disqualification per se. It's a submission match.
Unbelievable.
They whip, poor Badger into the cage. His father grabs him by the back of the hair. He's raking his face across the razor wire of said cage.
Unbelievable. And that's only by that's actually by his mask. He doesn't even have hair. Oh, my God. But Beaver's not backing down.
I got to tell you, the mask probably protects him from that razor wire.
Well, I hope so. Is that razor wire on there?
I'm just saying. I can't definitively say. Don't quote me.
I can't see
it from
here either.
You're a tabloid reporter. Don't fucking quote me.
I can't see either. There's so many people around, and the dust is kicking up. Unbelievable. Now, Beaver needs to confront his father about what he's done to Junior.
Not today.
And what he's done.
Well, Wally, is Wally available? Is what's going on with that whole scenario?
I'm getting an email now. If we can get signal. It's hard to get signal out here, folks. Please forgive us. Yeah, it looks like Wally's ankle is snapped.
Oh, so he's unable to compete.
Yeah.
What you're telling me.
Yeah, that's why he's in there against these guys alone. And it looks like he's beating up June again, but at least it's on camera now. People can see it. Oh my God, Beaver's coming off the ropes. He does a drop kick, kicks both in the head at the same
connection.
Time.
Connection! Look at that successful maneuver.
He's knocked two heavyweights down. He's going up to the top, or he's going to have to use high risk maneuvers in this one to have any chance against these guys, wouldn't you think?
Yes, most definitely.
I mean, what the hell, man? I mean, shit. They outweigh him by 150 pounds each. At least.
That's a bit excessive. I mean, you're a tabloid reporter.
Maybe
so.
In corporal punishment. Corporal punishment comes in. He's what, 330, 340?
I don't know. I doubt.
What would you say? I don't. I forget the weigh-ins.
79 pounds. That's what I say.
79 difference? Or 79 pounds altogether. But anyway, he's going up to the top rope on top of the cage. He's going to the top again. He's going up high-flying body press on both corporal punishment and... Sheik Xerxes Muhammad Cleaver.
Corporal punishment seems to be a little bit knocked out, if you will. He's inactive. Yep. And now the Badger going to work on Cleaver.
Yes,
Muhammad.
He's got him. He's got him in the corner. Fans are loving this, dude. He's beating him. He's beating him. And despite the height difference, he's jumping up to hit him. He's got him in back into a Boston Crab situation.
And Corporal Punishment clotheslines the young Badger and breaks it up immediately.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's bad for the Badger. Let's see here. Oh,
they have
God.
Taken the legs and they are doing a wishbone.
Oh, no.
Both gentlemen fall back. Oh, and they snap both hamstrings of the young Badger.
Oh, no. That's not good. That's not good, folks. Oh, my God, man.
They're working on that right knee. They're stomping. And they twist it, and Corporal Punishment has put him into a figure four leg lock in the center of the ring.
Oh, no. Oh, Sheik's going up to the top and dropping a flying elbow on top of him. Wow, he's in the figure four leg lock.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. But
wait, no. The Sheik goes back up again on the top rope.
Oh, my God.
He comes. He's in the air. He's ascending. Beaver twists the figure four leg lock.
And he reverses it.
And he misses. The Cleaver misses as he lands on the ground. And ladies and gentlemen, is Corporal Punishment going to submit? I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know. Beaver's down there doing push-ups while he's in the reverse figure four leg lock. He must have learned that from Ritter or Ingles at the ranch. Unbelievable. And the Sheik gets on the top and drops a flying elbow on top of Beaver's head after he reversed the figure four leg lock on Corporal Punishment. Unbelievable. Oh, man, this is nasty. This is nasty, folks. Now he's picking him up. and he's trying to break his face against the steel cage, but Beaver grabs it. He's not letting him. He says, "No more, sir. No more." Mid blow to Sheik. Beaver coming back with right, lefts, rights, lefts. Cripple punishment has gotten up. He's limping. He's still got the leg problems. Hits him from behind. There's no way this guy's going to win this match, man. I mean, like, why can't somebody come out and help him? I mean, what's going on
he's
here?
He's got heart, though.
He does, but, I mean, this is unbelievable. This is a chance that he's confronting him, but it looks like Mr. Arnold. I mean, oh, this is just ridiculous. Corporal punishment because his legs were hurt from the figure four leg lock and the reversal of it has gotten down on all fours, and now Beaver is facing Sheik Muhammad Al-Khleber in the ring, and he pushes him over just like a high school bully move. I mean, a middle school bully move.
Middle school bully.
Oh, my God. Did you see that? We actually just saw that. This is unbelievable. Now they're wrapping up again with a grapevine. Got him in a single corporal punishment, just sitting back on a single leg Boston Crab. Just sitting back, and the Sheik is just hitting elbow. Elbow after elbow. What is this all about?
Ladies and gentlemen.
He did not submit.
Your winner from submission.
He did not submit.
Punishment.
What are you talking about? He didn't submit. He did not submit, man.
What can I say?
Why is Jerry Springer at ringside?
He is the owner of the Federation.
What the hell is going on?
Hey, that kid did not submit, man.
What the hell is going on here? And this is ridiculous. They've let go of him now. Beaver has taken... He's going up to the... He's taken Ward Cleaver's face and he's shoved it into the cage. He's going up top and he's going to... He's hit him with a flying knee drop off the top of the cage. What the hell is Jerry Springer calling the match for, dude? This is bullshit. He didn't submit. He didn't tap or anything.
The announcer said it. It's
That's
real.
That's bullshit. He didn't do it. I'm sitting right here. I can see very clearly. He did not submit. He didn't submit, dude.
So Johnny Zero, I mean,
that's bullshit, buddy.
You seem quite
upset. Fucking bullshit. No, but I'm just saying.
You know what? There's Springer. Go fucking ask him.
Hey, come here. Come here, Springer. You bastard. Come here.
You bastard.
You fuck him, man.
This is Johnny Zero's.
Fuck Jerry Springer. Fuck Jerry Springer. You just called a match at the greatest extravaganza festival, music and wrestling ever in the history of the world, and you just. What are you trying to do to this kid?
Well, I'm Jerry Springer, and I just believe I saved the kid's life. That's all. I believe that I'll, you know, extend this feud. As you saw while he was injured, I thrive on inter-family, you know, problems.
Counseling, say. If you will.
But at the end of the day, we all have to take care of each other. It's good that we talk about this, Tom. And as you saw, his tag team partner, Wally, was injured. And you saw that his mother, was injured. He was fighting against two men, clearly out of his weight league. And I think I can extend this over several more episodes, and we could bring in higher ratings. That's just how I see it. And this is Jerry Springer reminding you to take care of yourselves and take care of each other.
Thank you, Mr. You fucking asshole. No fucking way, man.
Thank you for your time.
That's fucking bullshit, man.
I gotta tell you, Johnny, it made sense to me.
No, it didn't make sense to me.
The more he's talking, the more he's making sense.
What the fuck are you talking about? We can't... There's fucking... Dude, there's 100,000 people here, man. What the fuck are you talking about? You don't do that at Knievel Fest. Well, this piece of shit needs to go, dude. Gotta go.
You don't know definitively what was happening in the middle of that squared circle. You said dude, it yourself, there's a lot of, like,
dude, I'm
wind
standing
and dust. And...
Look, I'm standing 10 feet away from the ring. That kid didn't tap, and he didn't fucking submit. And that's bullshit, man. And that's bullshit. And so the fans out here pissed about it, too. And that kid was holding his own. Now, granted, I'm sure if he hadn't come out and done that, somebody... See, now that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Springer's got to go, dude.
Fuck you, Springer.
I, for one, can see...
Greatest festival of all time. And this son of a bitch. It's unbelievable. Ugh. God, I hate Jimmy Springer, man. He does not represent... Me or my country, I'll tell you that. A piece of shit. Evil Knievel Festival, folks. Ugh, unbelievable. And what? Who's gonna do something? If he's such a great commissioner, Vex, why isn't he doing something about beating up fucking you know, June or snapping Wally's leg, which was the scheduled tag team partner, which that would be a good match. You know, I mean, the Badger has freaking proven that he can hang with guys. He's one of those middleweights a la AJ, you know, or early AJ and, you know, so forth that like, can hang with the heavyweight class. He knows psychology. He's been trained right. I don't understand this. It's just a travesty of justice, folks.
You're so upset.
Well, it you know, we're Knievel Fest, man. We're overlooking Snake Canyon, and we got Tattoo and Mr. Big, and we've had a death. We've been in a chopper. We've jumped off. I mean,
it's not the chopper.
You know, like, unbelievable, man. We've flown in fucking Falcon suits. I mean, God, give me a break, man. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. Absolutely ridiculous. This guy has to go. You know, it's ridiculous.
Sayeth you, sir.
Look, man, if he was coming out because the kid was in trouble or something like that, I could understand. I can understand. I can respect that. But you heard him say directly that the only reason he was doing it was for ratings, to stretch it out over.
To save the family. I heard him say it definitively.
He doesn't care about the family. Look what he's done to the Evans family, man. Hey, Jerry Springer's a piece of shit, man.
So angry.
As a succubus is what he is, dude. And that was ridiculous. And that kid did not submit or tap at all. And that's...
You can't say that definitively. It's your opinion. I respect
it.
Dude,
I'm standing 10 feet away from it. I'm telling you, he didn't. They hit that ring before he was even done. I mean, he was coming back. I mean, I don't understand. Jerry Springer, man. There you go. Because he, you know what he does? You know what he's seeing? I can tell you right now what Jerry Springer is saying. He's thinking about a father versus son match at his next pay-per-view so he can make money off it. And that's the truth. You want my opinion. And that it's not any kind of, I don't think that should be any, it should be hard for anybody to figure out. Wouldn't you agree with that? You can agree with that.
Here's what I can definitively say. After seeing what happened in the ring, the only true question is Mr. Brady okay? And that's it. That's all that matters right now.
Right.
Because today is the day where Mr. Brady becomes the World Heavyweight Heritage Championship holder.
It looks like these gold, silver, platinum, sapphire, diamonds, rubies, looks like they're going to be... Is that a couple of emeralds on the back?
I am not a jeweler, sir, but I do believe that perhaps that is an emerald. Or a few of them, as you said, on the back. They kept that belt on your side of the table because they don't seem to understand that the Bloody Stash Clothing Company is going home with that strap tonight, Mr. Johnny Zero.
Cheap plug.
Ladies and gentlemen,
plugging, baby.
The moment is upon us. Three days of crazy tyranny and madness in the desert.
Yes, it is.
We are about to have the World Heavyweight Championship.
That's it.
The Heritage title.
Yes, the anniversary edition of, to be clear, fans, that is the anniversary edition of the World's Heavyweight Championship, the only World's Heavyweight Championship that matters in professional sports.
Which right now is the TV title, truthfully.
Is the TV Dads Wrestling Federation World Championships. All of them, actually. I'm not taking anything away from the TV title, but this is unprecedented. And he's been fitted for the magnetic boots.
Ladies and gentlemen,
they have the rocket set up.
Your World Television Champion, the former First Bishop of Wrestling, Michael Brady.
Oh, unbelievable.
John, look at the glorious robe. He looks fantastic.
He's got men, a big beefy men, throwing glitter onto his oiled up body. What is this, man? This is like
Mr.
perverse,
Tom Selleck,
man.
Is wearing a full golden suit from head to toe.
And it is a golden stash.
In the center of the people watching.
Is that really? I'm just getting this email. Tom Selleck has dipped his mustache in actual gold.
Is it official?
Yes, it's official.
That's a beautiful
check your
thing.
Email, buddy. Oh, my God. This is disgusting.
Now, could this possibly be an accurate thing that I'm about to say out loud? Is this the gentleman facing off?
The world's middleweight champion would be the next contender, I would think. Unbelievable, man. Comes out, busted open. He doesn't have a chance in this, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he does.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Badger.
Well, he's got to be fitted for. It's going to take a minute, folks. He's got to be fitted for the other pair of boots because there's no Bonaducci. Bonaducci's taking care of Joni Cunningham.
Well, she's dead, so he didn't do very well taking care of her, truth be told.
I know, but I just got...
Truth be told, John Azira, she's no longer with us.
I understand that, but...
The whore is dead. Long live the former First Bishop of Wrestling.
I understand
the future
that,
heavyweight champion.
Give the man a chance to mourn. He's with Howard Cunningham. I just got a picture on my... See it? Told you. They're over there... distraught. I mean, this is angelic. And Fonzie's over there too.
John, you know what I got for them?
You know who else is showing up? Chachi.
John.
Chachi has shown up.
I got a big box for them. You know what it is?
What?
A big box of fuck 'em. Fuck 'em, Johnny Zero. Today is First Bishop of Wrestling Day. Today is Mike Brady Day. He's going to be the world's heavyweight heritage champion, unifying the title and making it a beautiful day for everyone.
Well, they have.
Yes.
They're fitting the rocket here.
A big box of fuck 'em.
Well, how can you say that when you're saying that you're a fan of Howard Cunningham?
Long live the First Bishop of
you're
Wrestling.
You're a fan of Howard. Can you say that to Howard Cunningham? That's his daughter, man. And
I'm going to do a poem for you, Johnny. You ready? Bing, bang, boom. What can we do? It's the First Bishop of Wrestling. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Unbelievable.
Today is Mike Brady Day. He will be the first world heavyweight champion.
Hold on, I'm getting something from the back that this is supposed to be Beauregard Duke is would be the next challenger. And where is the Duke of Chicago? The real Duke? Is he? What's going on with that? Do you have
I don't know anything. I've been in the fucking desert. Now I did stay at the Marriott last night. Which was okay. It wasn't amazing.
You didn't camp out with the people like me.
Well, I'm not a filthy
animal. Look at these girls, man. Look at these girls out here. They're beautiful.
You see, I work for the Bloody Stash Clothing Company.
The girls
beneath my pay grade, sir.
Look at all the fan-made signs. This is... it's been one hell of an event. And
fuck them.
And why would you say that about
a dead... Big box of fuck them.
A dead Jenny Cunningham, dude. That's terrible. It's not even funny, dude.
Big box of fuck 'em.
How can you say
she's
that?
She's a drug addict.
You're the guy that championed Howard Cunningham.
I love Howard Cunningham.
That's his daughter, man.
He obviously can't raise children. It's not my fucking fault.
Look, man, I know...
Hollywood's a tough place.
Chachi is out here. I know that Danny Bonaducci... Does this mean a... Are you sensing a... Hey, stop. Stop with the cheap stuff. I'm saying, seriously, do you sense a triple B face turn out of this?
I couldn't care less. You know why?
Well, he's...
Fuck him!
He's...
Big box of fuck him.
Well, Howard Cunningham and Chachi and...
Not even the death...
And that 70s tag team are all over there consorting with Howard Cunningham.
Not even the death of a washed-up, junky actress is going to ruin the weekend when moments from now the Badger will be definitively defeated on this fucking fireball from hell.
Oh my God.
And finally... The former First Bishop of Wrestling will ascend to his rightful place as your world's heavyweight heritage champion.
Are you really marking it? Do you have any journalistic integrity at all?
How dare you?
How dare you question me? How fucking dare you?
You.
The woman
sleeping
dead.
In the dirt. With these filthy
people.
I'm
sleeping in the dirt. I'm fucking sleeping in an RV.
I was at
camper.
The Marriott.
Well, I'm sorry. You're not getting the whole experience of Knievel Fest.
Bishop 1.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
We got beautiful women walking around. We got all kinds of people here. Some really interesting characters here. They are loading up the rocket to go from the other side. And as far as I understand, Robbie and Kelly have arrived. What's going on?
What the fuck? What is that noise?
Oh, shit. Is that Neckbeard?
That's Neckbeard. Why is Neckbeard here?
I don't know, man. This is great.
No. What is happening? I don't understand what's happening.
Holy shit. Somebody's coming out. It's two guys on a motorcycle.
They're trying to steal Mr. Brady's thunder.
No, no, hold on. He skidded out, and Jerry Springer has come out, too. The other guy's jumped off the bike and has knocked Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer has fallen off the cliff into the Snake River Canyon. Unbelievable. And Beaver doesn't have to go up, it looks like.
My God in heaven. Ingles is coming in on a motorcycle. Specifically to steal the thunder of Mr. Brady on his day. His day where he's going to rise up and be the world heavyweight champion.
Unbelievable. If that rocket comes down with him over top of it, that means that he is the new world's heavyweight champion.
How is he in contention? Ingles, why are you here? Why is your awful fucking dog here?
I have no
what
idea.
What is happening? This is a ripoff. I don't appreciate this.
I have no idea, my friend. But
is
he must
Springer
be...
dead? He... Who threw Springer into the pit? What is happening?
That's Ross Perot!
Where?
Ross the Boss! That's Ross the Boss! Ross the Boss is on the back of the motorcycle. He has punched Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer has fallen down the cliff. He's hanging by a thread. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't see it that well. And it looks like he's going. It looks like Ingles is going up in the rocket after all. He would be the next challenger. He was robbed of his man. Was robbed of his world title. This man was robbed of everything that he ever had. I'm sure they're going to.
He was robbed of nothing. He was defeated in the squared circle handily by Mr. Evans. Mr. Evans defeated by the second Evans. The Duke of Chicago was the world heavyweight champion. He became a fucking cyborg.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're saying.
What the fuck is that all about?
Yeah,
cyborgs.
But you're like,
he was robbed of his title.
Oh, he was swabbed of his title. Everybody knows that. Every
Nobody
wrestling fan
that.
Out there. Bullshit. Go listen back to the back
what,
episodes.
The Badger isn't the middleweight champion. He isn't the next in
no,
contention.
Well, I from what I understand, somebody must have jumped Beauregard and done something with the Duke of Chicago.
And frankly speaking, sir, who, that isn't fucking Ross Perot. That's an imposter. That's a guy who just murdered the Supreme Ruler.
No, that is Ross Perot, and he is not. Is he dead? Have you looked over the cliff? Maybe we should do that on that.
What's this wee shit? You got a mouse in your pocket? Go look.
No, man. I'm trying to cover this right now. I don't could care less about Jerry Springer, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not saying... I don't want to see anybody die or anything, but he fell off that motherfucker, and you know how long far down that is. And looks like if that rocket's taken off, then Brady comes down as the champion.
He will, sir.
That's all it is. He's got to get his magnetic boots on.
And here we go, Johnny Zero. They're going to fire up.
8, 7.
Oh, my God.
6,
here we go, bud.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Look at the fire. Look at the fury.
Oh,
look
my
at the,
God.
The pandemonium. That is a powerful, powerful machine.
Oh, my God. And Ingles is climbing up on the side. He's going up, and they're at it. They're going on. He's got the magnetic boots on, and they're
now,
battling.
If you notice, there's camera on the side of it.
Yes.
And it's going to be on the giant fucking TV there.
Yeah, right on the Knieveltron. And Ingles is going at it. They're going at it. Lefts and rights. Picks him up. Slams him down to the down on top of the rocket fuselage. This is the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. What has Brady got? Is that a foreign object of some kind?
Does it even matter? They're on a fucking rocket.
Yeah. Well, it's now connecting to the steel cables and will descend slowly on the other side as they battle. What's happening, folks? Is Pandora's boxes here?
Now, if you notice, the rocket has now caught the cable, and it's turning.
Turning. Unbelievable. Ingles again with more elbows. He's a house of fire here. Brady doesn't stand a chance here, I don't think, man. We're making history.
The rocket has caught the cable. It is now, the engines have shut off. It is descending. There are now lower engines that are going to float it above the canyon.
Yes, absolutely. Ingles is back again with a headlock. He's got him down. He's picking him up, almost suplexing him for the highway to heaven. Now he's going to stick in the perfect storm. He's got it in there. No, Brady rolls over. Brady, well, he better be careful. He could fall out.
He falls off the edge of that, he's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just dead.
There are handles on the sides of the rocket here, folks, so just so you know that. Looks like a door is opening up on the side. What is that, snakes in there?
Snakes on a rocket.
Snakes.
Snakes on a rocket.
Hey, they made snakes on a plane. Why not a rocket, right? Holy shit, man. Oh, my God, dude. Ingles picked that thing up and threw it off the side. They're punching each other. Ingles is standing up again, looking for a pile driver right on the top of a rocket. Evil Knievel style. Unbelievable. This is the X1 Evil Knievel rocket. Unbelievable. Ingles going again. He's got a kick. Oh, my. Blocks a punch by Mike Brady. And hits him again. DDT on the top. He's got him. One, two, three. What is it? Is it should be over now, right?
Actually, who would count him out? Quite the contrary. There's no official on deck that I could see in any capacity.
They must have sensors on board.
But there's only two men. I mean, does someone have to fall off? Is that how this ends? What are the rules exactly?
It's pin, submission, surrender, both on
there.
There's
no witness. Who's going to hear a submission on a rocket? Who's going to count a pin on a rocket? It doesn't make any sense to me. Springer's a madman.
Absolutely.
The Pandora's boxes have begun to populate around the shuttle. Things are inside there. Mr. Brady opens up one. There's a jetpack in the shuttle. There's a jetpack. He puts it on his back and continues to fight with the one and only Ingles. And they're rolling around and they're fighting with their magnetic boots. Ingles goes to another Pandora's box. He retrieves a jetpack. This is amazing, Johnny Zero. Yeah. Both gentlemen have the ability to soar above.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing, dude.
Another Pandora's box populates
that
quickly.
What's in box number three? Open it. What's in
it? Well, technically, it's box number four because the snakes was box number one.
That's right. Excuse me, four.
They open it up, and it's Stashberg.
Stashberg
drop kicks Ingles across the face.
Unbelievable.
Now Stashberg and Ingles are wrestling.
From behind. Unbelievable.
Box number five populates that quickly.
Unbelievable.
There's a device inside. I don't know what it is. Mr. Brady turns on the device and ports it towards Ingles. Ingles moves out of the way. Yeah. It hits Stashberg. It has demagnetized Stashberg's boots, and Stashberg flies off of the rocket.
Oh, unbelievable.
This is insane. I can't even see. Did he fall into the pit? What's happening?
I have no idea. He just zipped out of there, man. Unbelievable.
So, in the hands of the TV champion is a demagnetizer of some kind. If he hits Charles Ingles with that, Ingles will leave said rocket.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Unbelievable. And that belt is on the cone, is it not? Isn't the anniversary belt, is it not standing there?
No, I don't believe so. Maybe, and that's, I can't speak on it. I didn't know that.
I'm seeing something shining up there. It looks like
it's
to me.
It's flammable in some capacity. I really don't know.
Fans, we've never had to call anything like this before, and we've never seen anything like this before. And then
box number six has populated now. They are wrestling over the demagnetization weapon or gun or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They have not opened up seven. I'm sorry, number six. It's sitting there.
Yeah.
What could possibly be in the Pandora's box?
And Ingles is working on the head of Brady. Brady's split open.
Oh, bleeding like a sieve.
Yes, yes. Bleeding profusely.
Blood everywhere.
Unbelievable. In the immortal words of Gorilla Monsoon, bleeding profusely.
Ingles goes over to the sixth cage. He opens it up.
What's in it, man? What is that? What's going on? I'm trying to see it on the
fire shoots
time.
Out of the
oh,
cage.
Oh, man. Holy shit.
It's a trapdoor of fire.
Unbelievable.
It has singed the challenger, Ingles.
Yeah, and both these men have to be careful not to snap their ankles on their ankles on this thing.
Most definitely. That's an understatement.
Unbelievable. He's fighting him again. He's punching him. Ingles has got, he's working him over. He blocks Brady. Brady goes in low blow on Ingles. Ingle goes down. Brady's putting the boots to him on there. He's got to be careful not to fall off of this thing. This is unheard of in the sport of wrestling.
Brady goes to the Pandora's box number seven.
Yeah.
He opens it up. It is a key. It is a golden key. I don't know what on earth that could be possibly used for.
Yeah.
He's putting it into the jetpack, and the jetpack turns on.
Unbelievable.
Brady is still stuck to the base with the magnetic boots, but that jetpack is fired, not unlike a Boba Fett, if you will, from the Star Wars film and franchise. Brady walks over to Ingles. He has the demagnetizer in his hand. He hits Ingles, and the boots have ripped off. Charles Ingles is holding on to the base of the rocket, but the boots have absconded away. Now remember, both men are wearing jetpacks, but only Brady has the key.
Well, that metal alloy on the side of the rocket should hold up. He's got handles there to climb. He's climbing back up.
He is.
He's climbing back up now. Now Ingles has to be very, very careful here, man. This is Snake River. You know what to work against Brady? Those magnet boots, you don't have as much agility as
most definitely. Now, Brady has turned off his jetpack and is scaling to the cone, the nose of this rocket, trying to get, I guess, that championship that you said is in the nose cone.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. I'm watching on the Knievel-tron right here overlooking Snake River Canyon. We're here live, the festival.
Live around the world.
Yes.
The greatest television opportunity ever. Now, I don't know if you've been watching.
On both sides.
That rocket has descended tremendously and is resting above the steel cable. So it's still hundreds of feet in the air.
Yes.
But you can kind of see what's going on now. And previously it was just available on the giant television screen.
Yes, exactly. Now we got more of a match. Now Ingles, he can't fall off of this thing. But he's picking up Brady, slams him on the rocket, on it. He's got him turning around into a prairie lock. Unbelievable, which is really, folks, is really just
Brady takes his backpack.
A leg lock.
He puts the key into the backpack and starts to use it as a weapon to try and burn Charles Ingles.
Unbelievable. These guys will fight to the end.
Brady drops his pack. The jetpack has fallen from Brady's hands and has descended into Snake Canyon.
Unbelievable.
Brady no longer having a jetpack.
Oh, and explodes down. Did you see that?
I did see that.
That it exploded down there.
I can feel the heat, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's people.
Man, don't go that close to the cliff,
man. Unbelievable. There's people. Everybody's on their feet here. This is just unbelievable. These guys are just going at it. Brady, Ingles. He's got that leg lock. He's got. I'm going to hook it back in again. He's doing a spinning grapevine, a spinning toe hold. Brady rakes the eyes
and hits him in the face with the steel key.
Unbelievable.
Breaks the hold and he climbs even closer to get to that nose cone.
Unbelievable. Now Ingles is busted open as well. He's bleeding profusely himself. Ingles grabs the leg of Brady. Pulls him back, swings him back over for a back suplex on top of a rocket. Have you ever seen a back suplex on top of a rocket? You only hear, folks, only at the TV Dads Wrestling Federation where you see such action. And looks turns around, and now it's Ingles going up for to get that belt.
And remember, he has no boots. He has nothing. He's just walking on his own power.
Yeah, he's got to be careful up there, man. This is ridiculous. If the guy falls, he's dead. He's going back up. No. Brady comes up from behind, low blow, and leave it to Brady. Always going for a man's in between the legs, you know what I mean? Unbelievable. He's got him now. They're fighting back again. Now Ingles is in pain. I can see that. Now Brady's trying to climb over Ingles and get back to that championship belt, and Brady's grabbing Ingles' leg. Brady brings him back. He's hitting him in the back, the head. He's trying to climb over to get to that belt, too. Now, I don't know if you guys noticed, Vex, do you see up there that one of those cables is breaking? It looks like it's coming across. The whole rocket is sliding down. Ingles goes over top, and apparently the three count from earlier was not a three count. The sensors did not get it on the rocket. That did not count. It was not a three count. Ingles is going over back over top. He's got Brady up in a suplex, a massive suplex with a float over for a one. Two, three, and he's grabbing the world title belt, but that rocket is slipping, it's snapping. Brady's grabbing the rocket pack. Brady's taking off. Ingles has the belt. Ingles is falling off. Oh my God, he's falling down into Snake River. Unbelievable, folks. That's it. Oh my God, we gotta get it. Dude, you think he could survive the fall like that? That's a long ass way down there, brother. Unbelievable, and then it's alligator-infested waters. Unbelievable tattoo. Tattoo has filled the Snake River with, oh my God. But he does have the anniversary heritage of TV Dad Wrestling Federation Championship belt.
So wait a minute. Is the belt going to die with Ingles? Like, the belt's gone? We lose the belt?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Oh, my God. I just saw him splash in the water. He's down there. He's fighting. He's wrestling alligators.
So he's alive.
He's wrestling alligators. I saw him. I think
Ingles
I saw him.
Alive.
I don't know. There's gators in there. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Hands down, the most important question in all of this is: Mr. Brady okay?
I don't care. Of course, he flew out on a rocket pack, but he is not the new world heavyweight champion. The heavyweight champion of the world is Charles Ingles, the Frontiersman.
I feel like if Ingles died, though, we might have a chance here.
Buddy, I'm walking over to the edge now. I'm gonna take you with me.
This is shit. Hey, I'm not going.
Get away.
Is he dead?
Look, do you know how far down that is, man? How could a man survive a fall like that? I don't know. I saw him take the belt and do like a, you know, grab his sides like a, when, you know, an army jump. Unbelievable. In the water, there's a lot of thrashing going on in that water down there. You know, tattoo.
All right, here's the thing.
Mr. Big, they put the gators in there.
How did he even survive the fall?
I don't know if he did. I guess we're going to have to find out.
Or the gators. Do you have binoculars? Look down there. Sir, can you please lend us your binoculars?
I'm trying to get them. That's a good idea. I don't have any on me, man. Let me see. Maybe I can use this cell phone and use a Zoom.
No, I've gotten official Bloody Stash Clothing Company binoculars. Charles Ingles is alive. He's alive, sir.
I would
let you look through them, but it's beneath your, it's, you know, above your pay grade.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, man. Seriously, this is a, we just witnessed the most incredible match in the history of TV Dad
Wrestling.
It's
a complete ripoff, by the way. Badger was supposed to face off against the TV champion. We would have handily had a new world champion.
No, the rightful number one contender was the former world champion, heavyweight champion.
The former world champion?
He's not even in the same weight class.
It's the Duke of Chicago.
Apparently, he he's a cyborg, or where is he at? Have you answered? Have you figured that out, Mr.
No.
Journalist?
You're a tabloid reporter.
What are you talking about? You got the guy's a cyborg, and Where the fuck is Chicago?
Not care about your little girlfriend Engels right there?
Oh,
how are you not
girlfriend.
Flipping out about this,
this
scenario?
This man just whipped Mr. Brady again. Engels Brady 2.
Who's the one soaring to the clouds?
Like a hero ascending, a phoenix out of the fire. Without that beautiful platinum, gold, silver, sapphire, diamonds, rubies, some emeralds, World's Heavyweight Anniversary Heritage Title of the TV Dad Wrestling Universe.
Which your guy promptly destroyed, I might add.
We don't know. We got to get some boats down. They have safety boats down there. I think Shipwrecked is down there. Skipper.
Did we have someone die every single day of this broadcast?
This is unbelievable. It's been the craziest event in the history of professional sports. And everybody's going crazy. There's even fans down there. There's guys in little boats.
All right, the medical helicopters have showed up. But, Johnny, it's happening.
Yeah.
Emergency forces are here.
Yeah, they are. Skipper down there. Is that Vicky and the Beaver going down with Ritter?
His name is Badger.
Badger, excuse me. And
Triple B is here.
Triple B is going down, too, after suffering the loss of Miss Joni. Looks like Howard Cunningham is going with him. Would be a great manager for him, wouldn't you think?
I don't think.
I'm just saying, after the loss of Joni.
This is a fucking disgrace.
After the loss
you
of
Joni. You
have
to steal the thunder of Mr. Brady. And again, I'm getting emails. Everyone's asking, is Mr. Brady okay?
That's all we're concerned with. We're on the same thing. How come I'm not getting the same emails? What the fuck are you talking about?
Because you're fabricating and lying to everyone.
Fabricating anything. This man just hung off the end of an evil Knievel rocket, beat your boy.
I think
beat your little girlfriend, and then he dropped off into alligator infested waters, supplied courtesy of Mr. Big Tony Soprano, and
you said it was tattoo.
And tattoo.
Can you listen, paranoid man? Can you make up your fucking mind?
No, Tony. I didn't. Tattoo. No bullshit. Tattoo had him flown in, but he's not gonna be able to lift him into the water. You know what I mean? Come on, buddy.
Soprano
had to help him. Like
you, sir, are a height supremacist.
The three.
That's what you are.
Oh my god, a height supremacist. Here we go. Here we go, man. Liberal media, fascist media, fake news, dude. 360-pound, 6'8", Tony Soprano.
Beyond that, I think Springer's dead. I think that Ross Perot might have killed Springer.
Maybe. I don't know.
Actually, Ross Perot is venturing down to try and retrieve Charles Engels as we speak.
Yeah.
That's an old guy. He probably should not be doing that shit.
Skipper and Gilligan are in the search boats. okay, they're getting them started now with Triple B is in one. They've got several search boats
now,
down there.
Now, we really shouldn't be airing this. I feel like we're, like, violating FCC regulations. We're going to keep you here as long as we possibly can.
Yes, we're going to have to.